the sun again will shine bright and clear.
Keep on sunny side, always on sunny side. Keep on sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all our way if we keep on the sunny side of life.
This is Freddie Steady Kirch, and you're listening to KPFT Houston, Texas. It's got all the support I could ever want to give it. I love this radio station, and thank you, KPFT, for all you do.
Welcome to 50 Years After, music that changed the world, where each week we feature one album in its entirety from the early 1970s. I'm your host, Stuart Nance, and my co-host is Andrew Dansby. Join us for the next hour as we feature music from 50 Years After.
Listen to this television commercial.
Whatever gets you through the night.
Listening to John Lennon's new album, Walls and Bridges.
Thank you, Ringo.
It's a pleasure, John.
Number nine.
This is 50 Years After, Music That Changed the World, episode 84, is Walls and Bridges by John Lennon. I'm Rockin' Stu, your host. Thanks for joining me this evening. We've got a really interesting album coming up this evening from John Lennon, solo effort. It was his fifth solo record recorded and released in 1974. In fact, it was 50 years ago this week that this album debuted. There are 12 tracks on this album, many of the same folks that gathered the previous year to record Mind Games are present on this album as well. The album was recorded in New York City at the Record Plant East during what's known as the Lost Weekend period, an 18-month period when John Lennon was separated from Yoko Ono. And it's reported that John's behavior during this time was alcohol-fueled and, shall we say, perhaps a little bit drunk and disorderly. He was known to have encountered some problems with the constabulary in Los Angeles during this time, the Lost Weekend period, and he was supported by his friends and fellow musicians like Nicky Hopkins, also known as the Session Man, who we have talked about at some length on this program. Nicky Hopkins did play at least on one song on this album, and we're going to break with tradition and actually play the last track first. This is a song called Ya Ya, which features the piano playing of Nicky Hopkins. Song originally written by Lee Dorsey, Clarence Lewis, Morgan Robinson, and Morris Levy. It's a one-minute, very quick song. We'll play that, and then we'll get on to side one.
Okay, we'll just sit in the la-la. I'll get rid of that. One, two, three, four.
Sitting in the la-la, waiting for the ya-ya.
six tracks on side one, and then we'll take a quick break and come back and play side two. There were two big hits from this album by John Lennon, Whatever Gets You Through the Night, which is the second track on side one, and Number Nine Dream, which was the first track on side two, which we'll get to here in a few minutes. The number nine chanting that you heard at the beginning of the program was from the Beatles, and apparently John Lennon had a fixation with the number nine, and so the Number Nine Dream, it makes sense that he would have a song called Number Nine Dream. Apparently the song came to him during a dream, but wherever it came from, it's definitely worth hearing, and we'll get to that here on side two in just a few moments. Listen also for the drumming of Jim Keltner, bass playing by Klaus Voormann. I mentioned Nicky Hopkins on piano, and particularly the saxophone of Bobby Keys. Definitely up front and center, particularly on Whatever Gets You Through the Night. Bobby Keys, who also performed, of course, with the Rolling Stones during this time, is a Texan who became known as a very wild character and an ecstatic and really talented saxophone player, a saxophonist, as my jazz friends say, and definitely leaves his mark on this album. The last little piece of trivia I'll include here is that the voice that you heard at the beginning of the show was Ringo Starr. That's the audio from a television commercial that he recorded for John promoting this album, Walls and Bridges. So you may recall last year on 50 Years After, we had solo records from each of the four Beatles. This year, from today through the end of 2024, we'll have three solo Beatles albums. This is the first of the three. Walls and Bridges by John Lennon. We'll also hear from Ringo Starr and George Harrison before the end of the year. So, without any further delay, let's get on to side one. There are six tracks: Going Down on Love, Whatever Gets You Through the Night, Old Dirt Road, which was co-written by John Lennon and Harry Nilsson, What You Got, Bless You, and Scared. This is side one of Walls and Bridges by John Lennon, episode 84 of 50 Years After.
Got to get down, down on my knees. Got to get down, down on my knees. Going down on love.
you like. We'll be right back.
This is 50 Years After, Music That Changed the World. Episode 84 is John Lennon's album, Walls and Bridges, released 50 years ago this week on September 26th of 1974. I'm your host, Rockin' Stu. Thanks for joining me this evening. Coming up is Side 2. There are six additional tracks on Side 2. The first is Number 9 Dream, also a smash hit from this album. We mentioned the number 9 and its significance to John Lennon, captured in the Number 9 Revolution by the Beatles in the 60s on the White Album. Additionally, we'll hear Surprise, Surprise, which is subtitled Sweet Bird of Paradox, Steel and Glass, Beef Jerky, Nobody Loves You When You're Down and Out, and we'll play Ya Ya again because it follows at the end. We also heard it at the beginning of the program. So without further delay, let's get back to the music. This is John Lennon's solo album, Walls and Bridges, here on 50 Years After.
Dream. Nobody loves you when you're down and out. Nobody sees you when you're on cloud nine. Everybody's hustling for a buck and a dime. I'll scratch your back and you scratch mine. I've been across to the other side. I've shown you everything. I got nothing to hide. And still you ask me,
okay, we're just sitting in the la-la. I'll get rid of that. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sitting in the la la, waiting for the ya ya. Sitting in the la la, waiting for the ya ya. It may.
That's going to do it for this week on 50 Years After. We've been featuring Walls and Bridges by John Lennon here on episode 84. Coming up next week, we've got Electric Light Orchestra's album El Dorado. Jeff Lynne and ELO will be visiting Houston later in October. They'll be appearing at Toyota Center, and tickets are still available if you'd like to check out ELO. In the meantime, here's a taste of that album. Have a great week and keep living your live radio dreams.
My own world is gone. KPFT's website lets you listen to KPFT's live stream, along with on-demand content wherever you go. These digital services are free for you, but they cost us more money each year. For all those times you've gone to KPFT.org, or opened the Pacifica app, or shared a reporter story on Facebook, make a small donation. Just click the donate button at kpft.org. Thanks. Call or text GIVE to 713-526-5738. The TuneIn app lets you comment on stories and listen to our archives. Your support helps our growing digital efforts and the team of developers and designers who bring you new ways to listen and share. It's convenient for you, but expensive for us. Contribute to support the digital services you rely on.
Hey, it's Tom Richards, the good half of R&R.
And I'm the bad half, they say. No, I'm fun, I'm wonderful, but no, I'll tell you who's wonderful. You and everybody are wonderful for coming out and seeing us at, of course, the tailgate over on Kirby. We had a great time. Thanks to Doug Harris, the Texas Radio Hall of Fame, and all of you for coming out and hanging out with us. And, of course, the KP. Hey.